Saint Francis began to live a life of extreme penance. 3 times a year, he fasted for 40 consecutive days and also practiced shorter fasts. His food was always mixed with ashes, so that it might nourish him but not delight him. The water he drank was never fresh, and he drank nothing but water. His humility was immense. He never received holy orders, considering himself absolutely unworthy of such an eminent sacrament. He used to say that if an angel and a priest appeared before him at the same time, he would greet the priest first, since the angel cannot consecrate. His life was one of constant prayer, but painful prayer, for he remembered the words of Jesus Christ, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Thus, he thirsted for suffering, because he thirsted to save souls. Very wise indeed was the Pope who gave Catholic action such a patron as Saint Francis. It was he who introduced devotion to the Nativity scene. One evening, as he knelt before one, repeating, "Bethlehem, Bethlehem," a whole crowd listening to him was caught up in ecstasy. Yet, this gift of winning souls was purchased with countless harsh penances. His devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary was absolutely filial. In his acts of love, he never separated the Mother from the Son, and if the Son was his greatest treasure, he never forgot that he was received through the Mother. Thus, Saint Francis was the man who came closest to the ideal for us all, Christ. In his love for Mary, in his thirst to save souls, in the means he adopted to achieve this end, Francis was a perfect miracle of grace. Whoever loves tends to unite with the beloved. Francis loved Christ so much, loved what Christ loved, and hated what Christ hated, that Christ himself wished to mark this likeness. One day, while fasting on Mount Laverna, Jesus appeared to him and granted him his own wounds.